Today's episode of Problem Solvers is brought to you by Aflac. Learn more about making Aflac available to your employees at aflac.com/small business. From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. What if I told you that one simple change could improve your life? Now, okay, let's take a step back here. When you hear a question like that, you should usually run screaming in the other direction because it is a scam. What if I told you that just attending this seminar could make you rich? What if I told you that this little diet pill could change your body? No. No. The answer is no. But here's the thing. In business, simple things do matter. And simple changes matter too. And while nobody has a magic pill or potion or piece of software, entrepreneurs should always be looking for impactful, simple things to change in their business. Because I'm telling you, no business is perfect and every little thing can be improved. And the smartest entrepreneurs are constantly testing that. They're poking and prodding and experimenting to find new ways to fix what they may not have even realized was broken. And what does that look like? Today, I want to tell you the story of how meal delivery startup HelloFresh improved something that nobody was complaining about, that nobody actively disliked, that seemed to be working perfectly fine. But when a change was made, customer retention rose, and so did the number of meals that customers ordered. So it mattered. It's just that nobody knew it mattered. Now, if you haven't heard of HelloFresh, here is a quick primer. It's one of a little boomlet of startups that also includes Blue Apron and Plated that deliver ready-to-cook meals to your door. So you pick something you'd like to cook, and then these startups send you a box with exact proportions of ingredients all parceled out and a recipe card that guides you through the making of it. It's basically a midway point between going to the grocery store and buying stuff and having a restaurant deliver you a fully cooked meal. And if you, like me, aren't really interested in cooking anything ever, then this setup can seem a little confusing. But since launching in Berlin in 2011, HelloFresh is now in 9 markets across the world and has more than 1 million active customers. So clearly, a lot of people are hungry for this. See what I did there? Hungry? Anyway, here's Ed Boys, who launched HelloFresh in the UK and now runs HelloFresh in America.
I think we had one email just yesterday where someone told us that we've transformed their marriage, which was on the rocks until using the product. So I think it's been a really fantastic experience to create a product from nothing, which is having such a positive impact on people's lives.
Not to take anything away from HelloFresh, but that sounds like people who need marriage counseling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, the problem of what's for dinner is something that really does niggle away at people, given the options that they have in today's grocery environment. And dinner is a unique occasion during people's food consumption and habits.
Okay, let me just stop the tape for a second here and acknowledge, yes, Ed just said the phrase, dinner is a unique occasion during people's food consumption habits. Before joining HelloFresh, the guy was at a management consultancy. You probably guessed that. Anyway, warning, jargon is contagious, people. Be careful out there. Okay, back to the tape.
Dinner is a unique occasion during people's food consumption habits, where people do get anxious about what they're going to eat in the evening. You never really find yourself before you go to sleep at night worrying about what's for breakfast. But we find that lots of our customers, and especially those in couples, they kind of get to the stage where 2 or 3 p.m., one of them sends a text message to the other one saying, hey, what's for dinner? And it sparks this whole anxiety.
And when HelloFresh moved into America in 2016, it found that this opportunity was even greater than in its European markets. In Europe, Ed says, many people already cook meals at home, but U.S. consumers are a different beast.
Despite the fact that more people are watching it on television and reading cookbooks, home cooking has really been on the decline for the last 2 or 3 decades. So the question that we had was really, is that something to do with the fact that fundamentally people don't like cooking? Or is that because there hasn't been a solution to make home cooking simple and convenient and something that you can do within your daily routine?
HelloFresh knew that when it set up in America, it would have to make changes to the food it serves. For example, in the UK, people really love Indian food, so HelloFresh creates a lot of curry dishes. Americans are less interested in Indian food and far more interested in Mexican food. Also, Americans are very focused on convenience, so HelloFresh made recipes here that have shorter cooking times. But those were obvious changes, all things considered. Every market is going to have different tastes in food and different cooking preferences. Ed's really big challenge was finding the non-obvious stuff, the things that basic consumer research just might not turn up. So he leads HelloFresh in a very data-driven way. They are constantly looking at customer data, feedback, and finding patterns in how people use the service. And that way, HelloFresh can adjust to what people want. And here's an observation that gave the company quite a lot to analyze.
The emotional decision-making process that drives people's perception of flavor, of enjoyment, really starts from the very moment that they start thinking about eating the product. And for us, that starts when customers log on to their HelloFresh account and start thinking about which recipes they're going to select.
That may sound obvious, but it's actually a pretty big idea. HelloFresh sells food, so of course it thinks a lot about the food it sells. But what if people aren't just making their decisions based on the food? What if they're making it based on everything? On every part of the experience with HelloFresh? So, okay, let's think about the HelloFresh experience. You know, if you subscribe to the company, you go onto the website every week and pick which meals you want delivered to your home. And then that means the first thing that you really encounter are a lot of photos. The company has photo studios just full of all the professional food photography things you'd need. A prop stylist, a chef, a food photographer, and they're just constantly pumping out images because HelloFresh is producing a steady stream of new dishes every week. And naturally, the photos are really nice looking. They're clean and beautiful and appetizing and pretty, and they make the food just look great, which is the point. But Ed starts thinking, maybe this is a place to tinker.
How should we actually be photographing that recipe? So should we be doing a kind of restaurant-style photo which artfully placed the jus in three perfectly formed dots around the edge of the plate to kind of show the professionalism of the dish? Or should we actually be focusing on something which looked much more accessible?
What happened next? We'll get into it right after this word from our sponsor. Best Self makes products to help entrepreneurs perform at their highest level, and that includes smart tools like a dry erase 13-week wall calendar. But their most popular product is a beautiful journal, which entrepreneurs can use to help organize their time, set and achieve goals, and so on. I've never journaled before, so I asked Best Self's co-founders what top tip they'd give me, and it's this. Devote 5 minutes every morning to it. You can do as much or as little writing as you want. No pressure. Just create the habit of spending 5 minutes thinking about your day, your needs, your time, and your goals. The journal helps you step back, which is certainly something that I could say I could use a little reminder to do. Find their products at bestself.co. That's bestself.co. And now onto our second sponsor. I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I still do some freelance work now, and I have kept all of my records on, and I hate to even admit this, I've kept it all on a single Microsoft Word document. All my costs, whether I got paid or not, everything, it's all there, and I am sure I forgot to invoice some clients, and I am owed money I will never get. So when I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, it felt like a cliche light bulb went off in my head. Like, oh, this is what it means to actually run your business like a professional. Who knew? The tools are really simple and smart. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work for each client down to the minute. There's even a feature that will check in with your clients if they're overdue on payments. I cannot even begin to stress how much smarter this is than running a side hustle on a Word document. Try it for yourself by signing up at freshbooks.com/PS, that's PS for problem solvers, and be sure to enter problem solvers in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And now onto our second sponsor. I was about to start recording this spot here for our new sponsor, ProsperWorks, but I wanted to know what someone who's used many CRMs thinks, because that's what ProsperWorks makes, a CRM. So I walked over to one of our sales guys, Jim, and I said, Jim, tell me what comes to mind when you hear the words CRM. And Jim sighs, and he says, they are so tedious. And to this, ProsperWorks says, we totally agree. ProsperWorks is a CRM company that knows CRMs are notoriously complicated and inefficient, but its software is the opposite. By integrating with tools you're already using and eliminating repetitive tasks with automation, ProsperWorks makes a beautiful, easy-to-use system that drives productivity to help you and your team sell more faster. Try ProsperWorks today for free using our link prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Again, prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Okay, let's get back to the story. They start running experiments. They'll photograph one meal in multiple ways, some in HelloFresh's more traditional, artful setup, and others with ingredients out of place or the dish a little messy, and then they A-B test it on their site to see which photos lead to more orders. And the results were consistent. Orders went up when a dish looked realistic, when it looked, frankly, messy. And why is this? Well, Ed says the simple answer is that the realistic photos aren't as intimidating as perfectly crafted ones. Someone can see a photo of a slightly messy dish and say, yeah, I can make that. But it goes deeper than that.
When the dish actually, or the meal kit actually arrives with the consumer, if the photo that we've provided that consumer with as the expectation of what the finished dish would come out as is too aspirational and too professional looking, then we find that what the home chef creates from their meal kit at home actually creates some kind of mismatch that creates a feeling amongst the home chef that they've somehow failed to create the perfect meal for their family.
And you don't want to make customers feel bad about themselves. And also, think about what happens if someone makes a dish and it doesn't live up to the photo. Yeah, they might be mad at themselves, but they also might be mad at HelloFresh. They might think, hey, you guys promised that the ingredients you sent me would make something that looks exactly like this, and it doesn't. What a ripoff! So in late 2016, HelloFresh's American operation made an official policy change. Its photos would now be less professional and more accessible. And since then, two interesting things have happened. One, like I said earlier, customer retention and orders have gone up. And two, this philosophy is now spreading to other HelloFresh operations in other countries as well. Many of them are now experimenting with or changing over to the more approachable photography style. And back in America, Ed says his experiments will continue, not just in how the food is photographed, but in every little way that his customers engage with HelloFresh, because you never know what your audience will tell you unless you figure out the right way to listen.
When we go into experiments and tests within our business, we're really trying to stay as objective as possible as to what the potential outcome might be. So, you know, whilst we, of course, often have hypotheses about what might work well and what might not work well, it's important for us to focus on having several different options, because often the conclusion might be something that is unexpected.
When you think like this, you can find all sorts of little things to change in your business. Small fixes, tiny improvements, the stuff that others might overlook. One simple change really can improve a business. The hard part is just figuring out what little change to make. And that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week. So to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.